So Mamadou and I started playing together maybe, I don't know, 7, 8 years ago, something like that. One of the things that you really hear when you hear his playing is you hear that there's more than one thing going on at once. He'll be holding down this groovy accompaniment, and then he'll be improvising on top of it. And then sometimes he'll stray off and he'll go into a whole other thing, and then suddenly you're back where you started, right? You hear that basic groove again. The way a lot of West African music is. And in fact, a lot of ethnomusicologists and musicologists say that that's where jazz came from. You know, it's the same kind of thing. You know where you are, you improvise, you interact, but you always know what the foundation is, and you come back together. And I got interested in the music of the harps of West Africa, one of them being the Kamale Ngoni that Mamadou plays. And then kind of its big brother, which is called the Kora, which is a 21-stringed harp from West Africa. It's similar looking, bigger gourd, and two rows of strings that come up to a big dowel like this, and it's played by people they call jelly, who are in specific families. You really need to be of a particular, it's like a musician caste in the culture. And they're the storytellers and the people who carry the history of the culture. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful musicians. And I was playing maybe 10 years ago with a man named Mamadou Diabate, which is how I met this Mamadou, who plays the kora. So I started to get interested in the roots of that, of, you know, what the basic foundations of that music are, those different layers I was talking about, and started to try to interpret this music, which is a lot of what we're doing now. It's interpreting each other's music. Mamadou comes in and interprets our Western music. We go over and interpret his music, and then we find some sort of amalgam, you know, that's hopefully a new thing. But I started to interpret their music on the guitar. I'm gonna play you a kora song so you can hear a bit of the way the kora sounds. Keep in mind, they have 21 strings, I have 6. So you'll hear a little gringo version here, but I'm trying to play their music in a way that sounds a lot like the way they play. Instead of playing, so they ring over one another, I'm playing every note on a different string, like they would be on a harp like this, or on the kora. So it sounds a little less like a guitar, a little more like a kora or a ngoni.